The U.S. envoy to the U.N., Nikki Haley, joins a group of Venezuelan protesters to call on the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, to step down. The protest was held outside the UN headquarters in New York City one day after Maduro addressed the annual UN General Assembly meeting. Haley called on the demonstrators to continue protesting Maduro's rule. The United States has imposed sanctions on Venezuela over its list of accusations, including corruption and human rights abuses. Caracas says Washington is seeking regime change in Venezuela. Earlier this month, the New York Times reported that the U.S. administration has held secret meetings with Venezuelan coup plotters over the past year. The report came after Maduro survived a drone attack in a military parade in Caracas in August. Now joining us live from Orlando, Jacob Muzik, host of the Voice of Revolution Radio. Thank you very much, Mr. Muzik, for joining us. Now, isn't this a very clear case of the United States meddling in the domestic affairs of another country?
Absolutely. So these comments are typical, but you know they're kind of trumped up, so to speak. Behind the scenes, the United States for several decades has been very involved in Venezuela. And so that is why one of the things that the President of the United States said at the UN that they reject, that this country rejects globalism, is simply not true. There was an attempted coup in 2002, and that was heavily supported by the United States. As we know, the United States has NATO and USA bases around the world. In more than probably 100 countries, it is very invested in a worldwide system of domination and empire, which rejects exactly what the president was saying there. I mean, it's just not reality. When it comes to Venezuela, it seems to be less of what he was talking about, of ideology. Certainly there is a failing of leadership and a failure of the party there, and there's so much human suffering, but Venezuela seems to be something caught in something that could very easily affect Saudi Arabia as well, which is over-reliance on one resource, and that's oil.
Now, why do you believe the U.S. is so concerned in what's happening in Venezuela? What are the interests that the U.S. is seeking there?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One of them is for many decades, Venezuela was a U.S. client state. And so there grew a comprador class of people who were very intertwined with both the Venezuelan government and the United States. This abruptly ended when Hugo Chavez was elected into power, and this disrupted the entire life of this class of people. And ever since then, they've been trying to regain their lost power. Also, Venezuela does fund leftist groups in Colombia and is supportive and an ally of other leftist countries that came and went in the 2000s, including Cuba, which is still ongoing as a leftist country. And this is a challenge to the United States, but more so I think there are specific Venezuelan interests, people who are wealthy and powerful, who have been trying to get back their privilege that they lost in the early 2000s. And I think these people are very influential in the United States.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Jacob Muzik, host of Voice of the Revolution Radio, joining us live from Orlando with his take regarding the situation in Venezuela.